An uncommon sight in the city of Buenos Aires. Tractors from across the country came to Argentina's capital to protest against the government of Alberto Fernández. Andrés Miles traveled from the province of Santa Fe. He explained why he and others like him are at risk.
We cannot produce like this. All of us end up renting our farms because small-scale farmers end up renting their land to international corporations who can afford to bear the enormous tax burden we have.
Food prices are rising worldwide, driven up by the war in Ukraine. This has put Argentinian producers on alert. Farmers say taxes, export taxes, drought, and exchange rate controls are hurting their capacity to produce, and fear the government could increase taxes even more.
Thousands of people accompanied the farmers to the center of the city to protest against the administration of Alberto Fernández. They say they're tired of the inflation rate. It was close to 7% last month and of the difficulties they face every month. They're saying that the government has no economic plan, and the bureaucracy and the restrictions implemented by the administration are hurting Argentina's productive sector.
Last March, the government increased export taxes on soybean flour and oil, seeking to control local prices and stabilize the price of wheat to what it was before Ukraine's conflict. It also says farmers are overreacting and there are no plans to increase export taxes again, at least for now.
We haven't increased export taxes on the producers, so they are marching just in case. They are marching against a project they don't know or imagine that could happen. So we have no doubt this is a political demonstration that has to do with other interests than defending the rights of the farmers.
Journalists like Matías Longoni say the situation inflames already long-running tensions between the government and the agricultural sector.
The farming sector is in a strange situation because, like most countries in the world, where they produce more food than they consume, there's a chance to make profit. Argentina has a surplus of food and it could export more grain, milk and meat. But in Argentina's case, the better prices don't always benefit the farmer. This is the constant trouble between producers and the government.
And that's why farmers vow to continue with their demands. They say government assistance would help them to produce more, something they say would benefit Argentina's economy and the whole world. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Buenos Aires.